As college freshmen dig into their studies at the state's universities this fall, more Native faces are appearing in science and engineering classrooms. That's thanks to the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP. UPIC students from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are among them. Daisha Eaton with member station KYUK has the story about one student's journey from Tuntutuliak to Anchorage.
Cody McIntyre is from the village of Tuntutuliak, or as he calls it, Tunt, and he really likes math.
I don't know, it came easy to me, and it just made sense to me.
He says he wasn't sure about his direction after high school until an ANSEP recruiter came to his school to promote the program. He attended their STEM Ready program through Bethel Regional High School, where he aced Algebra 2 and Calculus, as well as Chemistry and Physics. Now he's starting his freshman year of college at UAA. He also participated in their Summer Bridge program, where ANSEP selects 30 or so students from around the state who want to go into STEM careers. First, they do a math class, and then they do internships. He took a trigonometry class and did an engineering internship with the U.S. Forest Service.
Sometimes I'd go into the supervisor's office, and work on office stuff. Sometimes I'd go out into field. It was like half and half. My supervisor wanted me to get a broad view of what the Forest Service does.
McIntyre says he learned to survey the ground where a parking lot would be built and inspected a remote cabin for repair. His goal, he says, is to get his engineering degree and start his own nonprofit. McIntyre did both ANSEP's Summer Bridge program and also the Acceleration Academy. Michael Ulrun from CHEVAC is the regional director for the ANSEP High School Acceleration Academy at UAA.
They earn college credit, and these courses are taught through university professors, and it gives them that exposure to what it is like to be in a college environment.
Ulrun has a Bachelor of Science degree in civil engineering and was an ANSEP student himself. Now he's working on a master's degree in construction management. He says not all rural Alaska schools offer higher level math and science classes needed to move on to careers in science and engineering, and ANSEP is critical for bridging that gap. It also helps with exposing students to how life works in urban centers and on college campuses before they get there.
And unless that opportunity is there, then how are you going to know where to go or what to do? And we provide those students firsthand experience.
Cody's mother says that's important for Native students in villages.
Carrie McIntyre, my Yupik name is Ann, and I'm named after my dad's mom.
She says many of them don't have the support to move to an urban center and start college, and family obligations in the village sometimes keep them from going out into the world.
A lot of students nowadays are scared to leave their hometown.
But ANSEP helps them, and parents, she says, also have a responsibility.
I think us parents need to encourage our children to go out and experience what outside life is about. Then they can always come back and do what they want to do after they go to school and graduate and get their degree and that stuff.
That's what her son Cody plans to do. The nonprofit he wants to start, it would work on the huge issue of improving the water system in his village and others, where there's no running water and people are still using the honey bucket.
And the organization's mission would be to provide clean, drinkable water to everyone in the village by making a water system in the village and connect them all to all the houses.
And with his freshman year of college underway, he's one step closer to achieving that goal. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.